Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe in Bigfoot, Bob?
I believe that people have big feet. Do I believe in Bigfoot? No. Do you?
No, but I believe in the Batconian mongoose, that he's out there somewhere.
Well, he leaves big footprints. It's hard to follow guys like him because he's very good at what he does. When you try to keep up with someone like Brian Batko,
you know, he's a pretty good basketball player, too. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, he is.
Is he a good three-point shooter?
Yes, he is.
Do you think he can challenge Mosley's record for threes in a row?
No.
Okay.
I don't think anybody could ever do that. But here he is. Is he on the line limits?
He is.
Is he on our YouTube channel?
He said that he can be on the YouTube channel in like 3 minutes, but we got to the mongoose earlier than we expected. It was like when Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow and brought spring sooner and not more winter. That's what we see with the mongoose right now.
All right.
Smile, Austin.
Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette. you can read his stuff at postgazette.com, joins us now, and hopefully he'll join us in a few minutes on YouTube, and you should check out our broadcast on YouTube. It don't cost nothing. You should subscribe, and the numbers are skyrocketing. You can get there through 937thefan.com or just head right over to YouTube and watch us. Brian, what do you make of this whole TJ Watt episode? Other than the obvious question still out there, when will he be back? What other questions loom over this whole episode for you?
Well, I think the who to blame question is unavoidable, right? I mean, this is it's truly wild that, you know, this could have happened to anybody, I suppose, on the 53, or at least anybody who does dry needling occasionally, which, as we've found out in the last 72 hours, is not super uncommon. It's not some novel thing, but it happened to the highest paid player on the team, and I would say the face of the team. You know, if you did a informal poll, there's probably more number 90 jerseys going to be out there on a Monday night than anybody else. So I think also the messaging around it has been sort of strange. You know, initially it's the Steelers getting in front of it, and then it's coming from his older brother, J.J. Watt, who kind of shot down the national talking head speculation. So, yeah, there are still a lot of questions with TJ, and I think, naturally, the one that fans want to know is, who screwed up here? Was this avoidable? And can you fix something so that this never happens again?
Do you get the impression, Brian, because here's the question for me, is was it an outside practitioner or was it a team employee who administered the dry needling? What's the better guess, I guess, because that's all we have at this point?
I would think team employee, considering it happened at the facility. And, you know, that initial Steelers statement was fairly scarce on details, but, you know, they know what they're doing there in terms of what they want to put out publicly. And they included that it happened at the facility. So that was, I guess, a relevant piece of the puzzle with that. And I think a lot of these guys, you know, the teams don't mind if they go out to, you know, outside sources. And that's a lot of different things, whether that's acupuncturists or yoga or, you know, the extreme, like the hyperbaric chambers and all that. But no, I would assume this was a Steelers employee considering it was at the facility. He's there getting treatment on an off day. And I would assume he was in the trainer's room when it happened. So I don't necessarily know what to make of that, but I would think that puts the onus on the team for sure.
Yeah, and the bottom line, though, Brian, is it happened. They've taken care of it. And I guess now the question, aside from all those, which will later be played out, I'm sure, with the NFLPA, is how long is he out? He seems like a guy who is more than willing to be back sooner than later. But again, you're dealing with the lungs here.
Yeah, and we know that with TJ, he's going to try to play through pain if he can, right? Minka was the same way. I remember him playing like 1 week after an appendectomy or something against the Saints a few years ago. So, I mean, these guys are not normal, but how can you not be careful with a lung? You know, as his brother said on social media, it was a scary situation, and I think TJ's wife weighed in as well, calling it a scary situation. So it's not like anybody's just hand-waving this as no big deal. So, yeah, I mean, TJ's not only is he a $40 million a year player, but he's a dad now, a little bit different perspective on life, I would assume. So you hope for his sake that he doesn't rough it back, even if the Steelers could greatly use him setting the edge against the run next week in Detroit.
Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. All right, Brian, how about Derek Harmon in or out tonight? And any other injuries?
Well, I'll be optimistic on Harmon and say in. He was optimistic himself earlier this week, which is good to hear. But, you know, rookies are generally going to say that, and any player really is probably going to say that. But he was out there at practice, and, you know, maybe they can at least put him out there on a snap count of sorts. So, yeah, I'm somewhat optimistic for Harmon, but I also wouldn't blame the Steelers if they let him take another week, because the biggest games are still ahead of you. I'm not saying this isn't a big game, but that Ravens one looms for sure.
Do you think it's going to come down to that game, by the way? You know, you look at these schedules, and things change week to week in the NFL, and we saw Green Bay lose half its team yesterday to injury. So that game may not be as, you know, unwinnable, if people think it is, than it was before this all happened. But the schedule seemed to favor the Steelers here. But do you think, regardless, that it's going to come down to that final game of the year?
No, I don't think so. I think the Steelers will, well, I wouldn't be shocked by anything tonight, to be clear, but I'm predicting them to win. So that would give them some breathing room. I think these next two games for the Ravens, Packers, even without Parsons, and the Patriots, tough to ask them to go 2-0 in those games. And then the big one, that I think, you know, the Steelers get to take advantage of that the Ravens don't have is the Browns. I'm not convinced that they're going to lose in Cleveland, even though they certainly have in many years past, and that's never an easy place to play. But I'm not totally in on Shedeur Sanders, and you know, that'll add some juice to it if Myles Garrett still doesn't have the all-time sack record. But if he does, he won't really be particularly motivated either, other than to play spoilers. So the Steelers having the Browns on the schedule and the Ravens having the Packers and the Patriots really strikes me as advantage Steelers.
Brian, it sounds like you're in a closet today.
No, he sounds like he's trying to get on the Zoom.
There's something muffled about your voice. Where are you right now?
I am in the living room. I will now get on the Zoom. Bob is exactly right.
I knew. I heard those noises. I said he's trying to multitask.
There's noises. There's your voices muffled. What's going on here? Is he on video now, Bob?
I don't see him yet.
No?
Working on it, Joe. You're waylaying me by asking me what's going on.
All right. Well, why don't you take I'm sorry. Take 30 seconds and Bob and I will discuss, and then we'll get to you and see if you're on there.
Great.
There he goes, Bob. It's going to be exciting when he gets there, won't it?
It'll be like an unveiling. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Please welcome Brian Batko.
I'm also wondering if Limits is withholding any other pertinent Steeler news, like the Jalen Warren topic we did earlier when he didn't tell us that he's now been deemed questionable.
It's one thing that we missed hearing it. It's another thing for him to say, wait a minute, guys, I just said that he's questionable now.
Yeah.
He didn't do that.
Now, did Brian just mention Warren? I couldn't hear him because his voice is muffled. Did he mention Warren as part of the injuries?
I don't think so, but we'll ask him when we get him up
here. All right. We'll see if we do, in fact, get him up here. Yes. Now, the Dolphins have weapons. That's the thing.
Jalen Waddle, we haven't even mentioned him, but he's been big for them.
Right. A-Chain. I always say A-Chain. How do you pronounce his name?
A-Chan.
A-Chan.
I think I looked at it up because I was curious. I've heard multiple, but Chan, A-Chan.
Those are two serious weapons, and A-Chan can take it the distance every time he touches the ball. There he is.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen, the unveiling.
Did we get the playoff, or did we get hit with a delay of game?
We got the snap,
right?
That was a multiple delay of game back-to-back. We missed the count twice, but you're here. So we'll overcome it with a big third down and 20 conversion.
Yeah. What's going on with Jalen Warren?
As I tweeted, I mean, the hits keep coming for this team. I mean, goodness. First, let's just go back to literally a week ago, right this second almost, or a little bit earlier, when DK Metcalf news came out about him getting pulled off the plane in Baltimore, and then the TJ stuff midweek. And now you hear Monday morning that Jalen Warren is questionable with an illness. I'll say this much. I mean, that's good that he didn't pop up as doubtful or even, of course, getting ruled out right away. But you don't want to hear that about someone who could have the ball in his hands a lot tonight, guys. I think that trying to win this game by controlling it on the ground and fighting fire with fire against that Dolphins run game makes a lot of sense for the Steelers. The Dolphins secondary is better than their front four. So, yeah, I mean, not ideal, but the fact that he's questionable instead of doubtful gives me some hope that he'll be out there.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said there, too. And we were talking earlier about how the Steelers should attack this because Rodgers is coming off a game where he threw the ball deep. But I agree with you, Brian. Their strength is in their secondary. I don't know if I see the Steelers messing with that too much. They should try it, and if they have success, fine. But if not, they better get, you know, the run game has not been something that has been outside of maybe that Cincinnati game when Warren had a big day or whatever. It hasn't been consistent enough, and they've lost the time of possession virtually every week. They've lost the snap count virtually every week. In a game like this one, you want to make sure that you kind of possess the ball and keep it away from the other team.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, even that Bears game where I think they put up like 156 or something, but 55 of that came on Kenny Gainwell, right, which was essentially a trick play. And, you know, that's a great job by Arthur Smith in the offense, but it doesn't really equate to lining up and smashing people on the ground. So that was a little bit deceiving, the numbers on that one. And yeah, I mean, this Dolphins front, I think they've got three rookies in there. Kenneth Grant out of Michigan is one of them. We talked about him a lot at draft time. He was kind of stacked up against Derek Harmon quite frequently. The Dolphins got him before the Steelers could make a choice between those two. And then they've got a couple other young guys who are trying to kind of learn on the job. So normally it's the Steelers O-line that is inexperienced and youthful going against the opposing front. But in this one, they're actually the veteran unit here. So maybe they can use some savvy, push the Dolphins around and allow the Steelers to run the ball in the cold.
A bunch of savvy old news sounds, you might say. Brian Batko from the Post-Gazette joining us here. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. So NFL.com's playoff predictor, according to the Post-Gazette, gives the Steelers a 61% chance of making the playoffs with a win and 47% with a loss to Miami. Do you think this will, in fact, come down to that final game? Brian, it seems like the big tiebreaker right now is common opponents.
Well, I'm pretty confident in the Steelers beating the Browns. I'm pretty confident in the Steelers losing to the Lions, which makes tonight a pivotal game, obviously. But, you know, the Ravens have been so hit or miss, so up and down. And I still tend to think that they were the better team against the Steelers in Baltimore. Some funky calls went against them. And that doesn't mean that they couldn't have still scored. That doesn't mean that they couldn't have kept the Steelers out of the end zone after the field goal was wiped out by that penalty, but I thought they outplayed them in a lot of ways, so I wouldn't want it to come down to that last game if you're the Steelers, albeit you have it in Pittsburgh. I'll say the Steelers have it wrapped up by then, whether it's by virtue of them winning two of these next three or the Ravens losing their next two. I think they can I think they can make that Week 18 game relatively meaningless.
Bob, what do you think of the Mongoose saying Week 18 will be meaningless?
I mean, it could very well go that way, but I would disagree. I think it's going to come down to there because I think the Steelers, one of these next two, is going to be a lot. I look at Detroit, how hungry they are, how desperate they will be, and that offense can light anyone up over there. So I think that may be a difficult assignment for them. And if they do lose one, that keeps the Ravens alive. And regardless of what they do, I still think it'll come down. Do they have the common opponent's advantage, Baltimore, at this point, Brian?
Yes, they do. They do?
Right
now they do.
One of those games is beating the Dolphins. So the Steelers can get that one back tonight, of course. But, I guess it really comes down to, I think, how much do you believe in the Ravens to close this season out strong? I mean, they've been so Jekyll and Hyde this year. They've dealt with a lot of injuries. I mean, mainly to Lamar. Other guys get banged up. That happens all around the league. But when Lamar is hurt, we know that offense doesn't function very well. And even when he's been healthy, it hasn't functioned that well because of kind of boneheaded plays by Isaiah Likely and some of the other members of that supporting cast. But the Ravens, to me, they're not quite at the Chiefs level this way, but I don't really count them out until you see the body decomposing, like a villain in a movie. They can always kind of come roaring back. If they don't, though, I think it's fascinating. Well, what will happen to John Harbaugh this offseason if the Ravens miss the playoffs and let this inconsistent Steelers team in? Could this be the end for Harbaugh? We've talked so much about Tomlin. I wonder what they would do down in Baltimore.
Well, here's the thing with the Ravens. I think if they split their next two, they'll make that last game meaningful. They'll make that for the division. Because as you said, I don't believe the Steelers are going to win in Detroit. And that's another, although they both lost to Detroit, the Steelers could obviously improve their common opponent record by beating the Lions. And if they lose that game, I think Detroit's going to have that tiebreaker. The Ravens will have that tiebreaker. So they'll be tied in the division should the Ravens win that final game. Tied head-to-head, and the Ravens would win on common opponents. So I think all Baltimore has to do is split home against New England and at Green Bay. And I think
I'm not convinced they can do that, though.
Really? Well, I wouldn't be shocked if they didn't do it. But they sure looked good yesterday. I thought they should have beaten the Steelers, and they won 5 of 6 before that. And New England suddenly looked a little vulnerable, especially in the ground game yesterday. And Green Bay got destroyed by injuries. But yeah, I hear you. Maybe they don't win either of their next two.
Yeah, that's why I said it's ultimately a litmus test of, like, do you believe in Harbaugh, Lamar, and sort of the Ravens' mystique to pull these out? Yes, the Patriots really blew it and collapsed against the Bills, but I've been higher on the Bills than you all season, Joe. I feel like it's your Buffalonian nature to be a bit fatalistic about them, but I feel like Josh Allen is kind of the new Mahomes.
Yeah, I agree.
Exhibit A, they can be down 21-0 and I'm not counting them out of a game. So I don't really lose too much confidence in the Patriots for that game is my point. And then I just think beating the Packers in Lambeau anytime is difficult. So yeah, I think this is a very difficult 2-week stretch for the Ravens, much tougher than the Steelers going Lions Brown.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, I would think it is as well. I want to get back to the this discussion. We had it earlier. There are seven teams now, Brian, that are in this playoff position. The bottom three can make an argument that they may be better suited to win a Super Bowl than the top three. The top three are Denver, New England, and Jacksonville at this point. The bottom three are the Chargers, the Bills, and the Texans. I mean, this to me sounds like it's a wide-open conversation, but how do you view those three? The top three versus the bottom three. I'll leave Pittsburgh out of this for now, or Baltimore.
Well, I'll say this much. I've been a Bo Nix doubter really since he came out, but Sean Payton had it going last night, and Bo Nix was cooking last night from what I saw of that game. I mean, he was putting the ball
that's my
right
MVP,
where it needed
Brian.
To be.
That's my league MVP.
Two guys we've long disagreed over, Joe, are Bo Nix and Little Jackson Dart. So your MVP and your offensive rookie of the year, mayhaps. But yeah, Nix he's impressed me. I think, you know, we still need to see him do it on the big stage, but I think Sean Payton is putting him in great positions, and Nix is making it happen for sure. So bottom line, I'm buying the Broncos a little bit more than I was a week or two or three or a month ago. You know, we were talking about it on the showdown last night, Bob, like the Chargers or the Texans having to go up to a cold weather city, I think would be difficult. Now, the Chargers already beat the Steelers, so I don't know that you necessarily want to sign up for that rematch again. But and the Texans want them. That was a couple years ago, so I'd probably rather see the Texans than the Chargers. And the Bills, to me, would be my favorite right now just because of the Josh Allen factor.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation has Brian back go near tears.
Brian, do you think that this could be a game that we see a big impact from DK Metcalf? Or do you think that there's a possibility it's the MVS breakout game? Maybe Adam Thielen. Did you know that Ray calls him Adam Thielen?
Like a little teacup.
Yeah, like what's going on here, Brian? We tried to figure out a way to let Ray know that as if your friend had a crumb on their beard or some such thing, where you don't embarrass them, but you let them know in such a way that they can correct it moving forward.
Well, are we not discussing this on the radio right now? Wouldn't this be embarrassing him if you were concerned about that, Joe? I think you could have just texted him. Even Ron found that pretty
humorous. We did. All the way from Fort Myers.
We did.
We know
he would definitely stick up for Ray if he were here.
I know that much about him. Yeah, he's the consummate professional. I just mispronounced A-Chain. A-Chan is A-Chain. We all do it, Brian.
That's a tough one. A-Chain. A-Chain sounds cooler for sure, right? I mean,
jump aboard the A-Train.
The A-Train. You remember who was the A-Train back in like the early 2000s in the NFL? He was a running back too. Impromptu trivia.
The A-Train.
Yeah. The guy, Okoye. No, that's okay. No.
Wasn't Dontrell Willis the A-Train?
He was the D-Train.
Give us a hint, Brian.
Nice one, Limits. He played for the Bears.
Neil Anderson.
Not the refrigerator.
No, he was a very brief, a very brief stud running back for the Bears.
Matt Forte.
Why would the A-Train be involved there?
I don't know, but he was a stud running back for the Bears.
Give us what college? What college?
That I don't know.
All right, who was it?
Anthony Thomas was the guy's name.
I would
remember
never
him.
Guess that.
He was a big back?
No.
No.
What's... Okay. It was like right around the time of me coming of age watching football, so probably late 90s, early 2000s.
Anthony Thomas. I would never have guessed that.
Brian, what's your prediction for tonight?
I don't think there will be many points. I think there's going to be two running games kind of pounding their heads into the wall, and whoever breaks more big ones could be the decisive winner here. And then on the other hand, if it comes down to a quarterback having to make a throw or make a play, I don't want to say I'm infinitely more confident in Aaron Rodgers doing that in this weather than Tua, but it's pretty close. So I'm going to go Steelers 15, Dolphins 13.
Bob, that's very similar to your prediction. What
was
yours?
17-16.
Bob's was 17-16.
I agree with Brian. No points. Hard to find them.
Mine was 23-13. And what was yours, Limits?
I had 27-20.
Who's going to be the star of the game, Brian? Wrong.
Well, it won't be Anthony Thomas. He went to Michigan, though, by the way. Star of the game. How about I just pick the hot hand and go with Alex Highsmith? How about Alex Highsmith rushing from Tua Tagovailoa's, not his blind side because he's a lefty. So, it is his.
The blind side would be where Herbig's going to line up probably, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, his open side. What do you call the opposite of the blind side? His strong side. Alex Highsmith is my choice regardless.
Bob, may I engage Brian in a quick game of free association to end this segment?
May I ask a question before you do that?
Yes.
And then you can do that. No, I just wanted to find out, what do you think is Boswell's range in a game like this? Or any kicker for that matter, but especially him at home.
I think you got to hope that you're having those conversations with his head coach beforehand. Like, I was watching that Colts Seahawks riveting end yesterday to see if Phil Rivers could pull it out, and they rolled that Colts guy out there who I think they said his career long was like 55 or 56, yes. And then he stepped up and nailed it from 60. So that tells you that he and Shane Steichen were on the same page there in the special teams coordinator. I don't know, for Boswell, like maybe high 50s, maybe 60, but I guess it's going to depend what the wind's doing at that time.
Yeah, that's true. Go ahead now for your game of free association brought to you by... What are we going to bring him by? Austin,
Ginny's Pork Rinds.
Ginny's Pork Rinds. Okay.
All right, here we go, Brian. TJ Watt's next game, in your educated opinion, will be when?
Oh, man. How about, I just won't doubt TJ. I'll say Detroit.
Derek Harmon plays tonight.
Probably.
Jaylen Warren plays tonight. And in case you missed it out there, Jaylen Warren is suddenly questionable. What was the injury?
It's an illness.
Illness. Okay.
Yeah, he woke up sick, I suppose. Probably.
Aaron Rodgers has a game more like his one in Baltimore than the previous couple he had.
Yes.
Who won the Minka trade, the Steelers or the Dolphins?
I'll go Steelers narrowly.
Over under for Freiermuth tonight, 0.0 catches.
Take the over. How do you get under 0.0 catches?
If they can find a way, they'll do it with him.
Would he have to flub? Would he have to have a drop into the hands of Rasul Douglas or Minka or something?
Yes.
And that would be a negative catch?
Yeah, we'll give him a negative there. Your new Super Bowl pick is who?
LA Rams.
Mm. That's a hard one to argue with.
Yeah, right now they look like an
absolute juggernaut. Especially if they're at home that whole time and they're just, you know, they're indoors, nice, cozy conditions for Matt Stafford to throw no-look passes with Kanate Mumfield from Pitt taking on a bigger role in the receiving room. If Devontae Adams is out, give me the Rams.
The MVP is clearly Matthew Stafford, in your opinion?
I don't want to say clearly, but yeah, I think I would vote for him if I had a vote right now.
I'd say him with Josh Allen coming on late here.
You said Bo Nix.
Well, that was my preseason prediction, which I'm not at all ashamed of, I might add. I think he's pretty darn good. Your defensive player of the year is who, Brian?
Myles Garrett.
Did you see that sack he had yesterday?
Yep.
I haven't seen yesterday's yet, but there have been so many this year where I'm not the first person to use this term, but it is like he teleports to the quarterback from where he starts on the other side of the line of scrimmage. It's ridiculous, and I know they're a bad team, but if he sets the record, I don't think you can give it to anyone else. And here's another interesting tidbit about that record, guys, is with TJ Watt, obviously he tied it a few years back, but there was a guy, Al Bubba Baker, in 1978 from the Detroit Lions who had 23.
That's right.
As was discovered.
As a rookie.
As discovered by Pro Football Reference historians, but obviously the sack wasn't official until a few years later. And I talked to Al Baker when TJ was hunting the record, and he said he hopes TJ gets more than him so that there can finally stop being that technicality, that weird asterisk, that historical footnote. Maybe Myles Garrett will be the guy to do it.
All right. Now, this is from Steelers Depot. This is a side. The game of free association is finished. You did wonderfully. This is during the Bears-Browns game yesterday. So you have Kevin Kugler and Daryl Johnston on the Fox broadcast. And this is what they said. This is what they said about the Steelers and Garrett. They talked to Garrett. So I guess it was Kugler who said he told us that the Steelers guys told him they are not allowed to give him a sack. He said they told me if they're anywhere close, they're instructed to take the penalty. And he said it's been this way for a couple of years now. Do you know of this, Brian, that there's a take the penalty and don't give up the sack edict, according to Garrett?
No, but this is like my high school basketball coach who said, tackle a guy before you let him dunk on you. So I've taken that to heart myself. When Joe tried to dunk on me over the summer, Bob, I tackled him so that he couldn't
go up and posterize me. The Penguins could learn to do that late in the game instead of letting a guy walk in. Just tackle him.
That is quite the allegation to levy, I suppose, by Myles Garrett. And this, like, I get sick of this whole thing between, you know, him and TJ. And like TJ, I think, usually takes the high road. I don't want to say Myles Garrett takes the low road, but sort of like this year, he doesn't mind the middle road occasionally, where he takes these little pot shots at the rivalry between the Steelers and Browns and sort of props himself up. So I don't know. I guess it'd be fun to ask around about, you know, when they played most recently, which would be the most recent chance for him to experience this anecdote that he told. We didn't know that he was going to be this close to the sack record back in week six. So I'm a little skeptical of this, but yeah, that adds a little fun to the matchup a couple weeks from now for sure.
Man, can you imagine if he sets it in that game? I'll also add that Myles Garrett reached out to TJ.
Tried to, at least he said.
After this latest episode. But can you imagine if he sets that record?
No. That would be a hard
against
one to watch.
The Steelers. Wow.
In a 20-3 loss to the Steelers for the Browns, but Myles Garrett's hoisted off by his teammates on their shoulders like Rudy for setting the record. See, there's a lot of layers to this whole Myles Garrett and chasing sacks. Like, I think it was Jadeveon Clowney a couple years ago who left the Browns and complained on his way out that the defensive coaching staff cared more about scheming up sacks for Garrett than actually playing sound football.
Wow. Who said that, Brian?
Jadeveon Clowney.
I believe it was Jadeveon Clowney. Now, he was disgruntled. He had an axe to grind in Cleveland, but you can look that up. So there's been all sorts of, you know, again, layers to is Myles Garrett, you know, is it empty calories, essentially, all these sacks that he racks up, especially for a team that most seasons isn't going anywhere. So, hey, do you think the Titans staff instructed Dan Moore to do the same when he held Myles Garrett to zero sacks last week?
Did he hold him to zero? I wasn't even aware of that. How's Dan Moore's season going, Brian, overall?
Not good.
I think PFF has him with 8 sacks allowed, so that's second or third most in the NFL. But I was talking to somebody, and they said, oh, you know, he's had some bad moments, but he hasn't been bad throughout the course of the season. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty close to his Steelers career. A few too many bad moments, but the guy kept the left tackle job for 4 seasons. So make
one of the most incredible contracts I've ever seen. Thank you, Brian.
All right. See you tonight, Brian.
You're welcome. Bye, guys.
Boy, is he nice, huh, Bob?
He really is.
Are you going over there tonight?
Yes, got Anchor Sports over there.
Where do you park when you go there?
I walk, actually.
You walk?
Across the bridge. Yep.
That's going to be a cold walk tonight.
It will be.
Bob.
Invigorating. Got to look at the positives in this.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't know that. I figured they had the red carpet like rolled 20, out for you right outside the media
room.
It's
like a 20-minute walk. It's not that bad.
Bob, I know somebody that might be able to shuttle you, that drives shuttles around, that could take you to the stadium.
Who might that
he
be?
You'd like that.
Who's that?
My friend Greg. He's a very avid listener of the show.
What does he do? Ride one of those bikes? Or those little things
on those,
wheels?
Yeah, one of those nice little vehicles that can drive you to the stadium.
How do you get there from, like, you got to go over the Fort Duquesne, or, yeah. I mean, I guess you can.
If he has a chance to meet Bob Pompiani, 1,000%
There you go, Bob. You have a ride to the game. I used to take the Clipper over to the game. That was great.
A lot of, go to the tee, but the tee's often crowded, especially on game night, so I don't want to go through that.
You'd get mobbed there.
No, I don't want to be late or, so I pace it out based on my time.
And are you going to eat dinner over there at the stadium?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then go back to the station because we have to go on after the game.
Man, it's been a while since I've been in the press box, I'll tell you that. They used to have nice turkey sometimes.
Yeah, they do. All those places do a pretty good job. I mean, if you're going to go.
With a chef slicing the meat.
They have a meat carver there, yes.
Yeah. Still,
And he's going to need rotator cuff surgery. He's done a lot of carving this year.
How are they doing on desserts these days, Bob?
Well, very good. This is what I hate about
nice
desserts.
Big cookies.
It's like down the road here.
Yeah.
Tony from the Wild Things came over and dropped off all these cookies. He's such a nice guy. But man, when I walk by them.
All you want to do is eat them.
But if they're not there, I'm never thinking about it. But if they're there, I give you a lot of credit. Your willpower impressed me today.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've worked too hard to give it up for Christmas cookies. I like Christmas cookies, but I just eat them out of anxiety a lot of times, Bob. If this was this time last year, I literally, there's 100 cookies in this office right now. I would have between 10 and 15 of them.
Wow.
And they're the little kind, so you feel like you're not eating a lot.
Well, you could take a little bite and just get the taste of it and then forget the rest.
No, Bob, once you take the first sip, you want to drink the whole thing. You know that.
I do.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription.
Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bob, it's only 12:30 and I feel like you've already tuned me out today. Usually that happens about 1:15.
What makes you think I've tuned you out? What have I done?
I tried to tell you three different stories while I was eating my spaghetti over here during the break.
Mm-hmm.
And you never even pretended to listen.
And I told you that I wanted to do the 12:50. What time is it update? And you didn't listen to me either.
Yes,
you
I did. We're not there yet.
No, but you already did it.
You already did it.
I thought you meant the 12:50.
I said the time update.
Oh, I thought you meant at 12:50.
No.
The 12:50
I was
update.
Reading along the script, which you weren't, and you weren't listening to me either.
Well, you can understand.
We have dissension here? Is that what this is?
No, the 50-minute mark. When you say I want to do the 12:50 thing, I automatically think
no,
Bob wants to do the
time check. I should have said time check. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't mean that in any type of way, and I apologize.
And I apologize for not listening to you.
All right.
Joe, Bob and I were having a wonderful conversation during the break.
Yeah, that was also insulting because when you came in, Bob automatically listened to you. I think he just is trained to tune me out starting somewhere around the three-quarter mark.
Bob was just multitasking. He's a very good listener.
Would you like to take a trip around the NFL, Bob? Because, man, what a strange, in some ways amazing, in some ways horrifying day it was in the league. I heard Jim Nantz say the league hasn't seen a day like this in a long time, and I would tend to agree. It was just, for good and bad reasons, riveting from the first minute, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's go over some games. Let's start with Bears 31, Browns 3. I think, did Garrett come to within a sack or a sack and a half of the record?
I think
limits?
It may be a sack and a half.
It's currently a half a sack.
Or a half sack. Oh, my.
Yeah, so
he's up to 22?
I'll confirm that just to make sure. But I was watching the game, Bob, and I don't know if you noticed this. There was a fumble from Caleb Williams, and he fell on it, and Garrett, like, touched him. And I was like, that is very reminiscent of
that count as a sack
play?
And yeah,
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I don't think that ultimately counted.
No,
he only has 21
count.
And a half sacks limits, so he needs one to tie.
So
one and a half to break it.
Oh, I see 22.
I'm looking right at his ESPN stats. Where do you see 22?
Fox saying sack number 22 for Myles Garrett. He is now one sack away from the record in the highlight video that
All
was
right,
posted.
Go look up MylesGarrettNFL.com and see what his profile says. How many sacks this year? This was a nothing game. Have the Browns quit, Bob? Shedeur Sanders is beyond horrifying. So maybe this is the year the Steelers win in Cleveland. Yes?
They're terrible. If the Steelers can't beat them in Cleveland, I don't care what the conditions, I don't care anything else. You have to win that game. They have been laying down. Their offense stinks. Shedeur Sanders is not going to be their quarterback of the future. They will redraft the position.
Joe, you are correct, and I apologize for doubting your judgment.
It wasn't my judgment. It was me simply reading off ESPN. That's all, but oh. I accept your apology.
Oh, that's where I went and checked the stat number two. So maybe Pro Football Reference has something different.
No, they all have the same, 21 and a half sacks. Next game, Bob, which means he could tie it. He could set it, obviously, next week. Who do the Browns play next week, Bob? Do you know off the top of your head?
No, I haven't paid attention to them.
You should. You're the beat writer. They play, let's see here. He needs one to tie, one and a half to get they play Buffalo. Oh, in Cleveland. And then they have the Steelers. Wouldn't he love to set it against the Steelers?
Yeah,
huh?
He may deliberately not go after Josh Allen so he could do it against the Steelers.
If I was the Steelers, I would hold him on every single opportunity that he gets close to Aaron Rodgers and not let him break the record.
Well, I told you, during this Bears game, Kugler and Daryl Johnson said Garrett told them the Steelers are instructed to do that and have been for a while.
I would do that in this game.
That seems a little fishy.
No doubt.
Ravens 24, Bengals nothing. What an embarrassment the Bengals are. Does Zach Taylor survive the season, Bob? Or does he survive
probably,
the offseason?
Yes, because they don't make changes over there too often either. But I think the question is how Joe Burrow is totally disengaged. You can tell. He said that in his press conference this week, and his play indicated that he was kind of disengaged. They got a problem there. They got to figure that out. But he signed a big contract. They gave him money. He's got to be there. I wouldn't trade. People talk about trade. The Bengals are not going to trade Joe Burrow. Would you agree with that?
100%. Yes.
No way they do that.
100%.
Given how tough it is to find one of these guys, they're not going to do it. They're going to do everything, I would imagine, to placate him. But didn't they do that in the last offseason
yes,
where they signed
did.
Both of their
but they
wide
didn't, they
receivers?
They don't have a defense, or
well,
they
then
didn't,
they have
at
to
least.
Concentrate on the defense. They got to do something.
They have to do something. The Ravens defense, on the other hand, really did come to play. That was an impressive win, 24-0. Chargers.
By the way, Lamar Jackson looked really good yesterday.
You thought?
I did.
Well, was he 8-for-12 on the game?
But I thought the ones he made were spot on.
Yeah, and also passes. Even the ones that got picked, the one was right in Zay Flowers' hands. Chargers 16, Chiefs 13. Long live the Chiefs, Bob. It's never good to see somebody get injured with Mahomes. And as soon as that happened, I'm like, you know what? That dude, it's like Tom Brady. You have to give him all kinds of credit. He's been in this amount of time, and he's barely 30, has already positioned himself as an all-time great. You know?
No question about it. The success that he's already had, the championships, getting to the AFC championship and winning Super Bowls, it's already locked.
Chargers a legit Super Bowl threat?
I would say yes, but I also think their offensive line may be their downfall. They have gone through so many people, no fault of their own. They've had multiple injuries there. And, you know, at some point, Justin Herbert, he's already been hit a couple of times. He played last week after surgery on his hand, not unlike what Rodgers was going through, but it was worse. They put screws and pins in there, and he gutted it out and won a game. So, pretty good stuff.
All right, Bills 35, Patriots 31. Is this more about the Bills reestablishing themselves as a legit contender, or the Patriots being exposed like an inchworm in the Sahara Desert, Bob?
The former. I think it's them. Josh Allen, he may be on a mission to do it now. This is the year to do it. Kansas City's not on the runway.
28-7 in the second half they outscored.
Yeah, and their run game is still legit now. They have to make sure they score a lot because their defense is going to give up a lot. But I think they are poised to do that, yes.
Nobody cares about Commanders-Giants. Raiders-Eagles was only interesting because, as Mulsey just reminded me back in the bullpen, man, Kenny Pickett, on a week where there was a 44-year-old grandfather playing in the NFL, was still the worst quarterback in the league, Bob. This was horrifying.
Yeah, I mean, what do you expect? Philly was mad. This is a perfect storm of...
What do I expect? Something more than 15 completions for 64 yards?
And 4 sacks for minus 35. Total yards on the day, 29 yards.
More than that is what I expect. Yeah. You know who's a bust is Ashton Jeanty. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think that was a reach. And it goes back to the people who believe that running backs aren't worth giving first-round selections to.
Bob, there's a school of thought that says that Art the Second made them pick Kenny Pickett. Do you agree with that?
I don't have any knowledge one way or the other. My guess is it would be Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
Do you?
Mike Tomlin made the pick, not Art the Second. Where do we go now, Bob? Texans 40, Cardinals 20. Now, it's only the Cardinals, but if C.J. Stroud comes around, then the Texans become a Super Bowl threat, right?
There's no doubt. Their defense, just like Denver's, can carry them even without consistent quarterback play. But if Stroud gets it together, that's a dangerous team. They're winners of 6 in a row now, 9-5. I wouldn't want to play them early.
And you might if the Steelers win the division. It could be the Texans coming here. Trevor Lawrence and the Jags kill the Jets. That's not really news. The news might be that Trevor Lawrence suddenly has 23 touchdown passes after 5 yesterday. Are you a believer in the Jags, Bob?
I am a believer in the Jags. I think Leon Colm has done a very good job with them.
Is he the coach of the year?
He's certainly in consideration for it, yes.
Who would be your coach of the year?
I haven't even thought about it. So,
well, why don't we think about it now?
Okay.
May I give you some prospects?
Yeah, give me prospects.
Mike Vrabel, what did they win? 4 games last year. They're 11-3. Mm-hmm. Liam Cohen is certainly one. Sean Payton's one. They're 12-2, for God's sakes. Ben Johnson, I mean, that's the Bears. It's the Bears, it's Bob.
Normally, you struggle to find candidates. This has
Sean McVay and Mike McDonald, and I would even argue Kyle Shanahan bouncing back. But if I had to choose one, it's probably Ben Johnson. That's the Bears we're talking about.
Given where they were and all the expectations that city has for their teams, and they haven't reached it at all. They've gone through multiple coaches. They've gone through multiple quarterbacks. He has a young guy in Caleb Williams, and he's made it. Yeah, Ben Johnson is a good pick. I would have to agree with you.
City Dweller, who's your NFL coach of the year?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of good options, but Liam Cohen, what he's doing in Jacksonville, that is a marvelous job by them. And same thing with Vrabel. The top two candidates come from those two teams.
But the only thing I'll say about Johnson,
I go with Liam Cohen.
But that's an easier division to navigate than it is where the Bears are. They got to deal with, you know, a Minnesota team that many people thought would be very good, a Green Bay team, and a Detroit team. Those are all tough. That schedule, given where they are, I think is more impressive.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I agree with that. I just feel like the Bears roster is much more talented than Jacksonville's is.
I'm not so sure
about that.
That.
Plus, you have a guy who's been there for a long time, and this is a second-year quarterback.
Well, in either case, let's just roll through here. Cowboys, Vikings. Vikings win. Cowboys are a fraud. 49ers win again, but it was only the Titans. The Panthers lose with a golden opportunity to get a leg up on the Bucks. Rams, Lions, we should stop at that one. 41-34. What a game this was. And now the Lions are two games out with three to play. Bob, I don't know what – it can't be more than a 15% chance to make the playoffs for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, they got to win and hope. But it starts with them winning their next game, which is the Steelers moving there on Sunday. So you never know how this goes. There's a lot still on the table for all these teams. So they're going to be extremely desperate. But I don't think anyone thought they'd be out of the playoffs. Kansas City and Detroit and maybe Baltimore,
and maybe
all
Baltimore,
out of the playoffs at the beginning of the year. You would have made a lot of money if you made that wager.
Bo Nix beats the Packers, and Micah Parsons hurt. That sucked to watch that, Bob. He's a great player, and for a lot of that game, my thought was, wow, the Packers look Super Bowl ready. If anyone's going to challenge the Rams, it might be them. And then that, plus other injuries, but that, and I think they're done.
Yeah, it's a shame, because Parsons was playing really good football for them, and he's a difference maker in big games, and now he's not going to be around for them. And Watson, too. I mean, that didn't look like a serious play, but I guess he landed on his shoulder in an awkward way.
Well, they said he's doing better today.
Oh, is he?
Okay. All I saw was a headline that said they got good news. I don't know what that good news is.
Well, they had about five guys get injured in that game, though.
Yeah. Just to lose Parsons, he led the NFL in pressures so far through whatever it's been, 16 weeks or so. And lastly, old man Rivers almost pulled one out at the end, Bob. Phil Rivers, were you rooting for him, the 44-year-old grandfather who outplayed Tiny Hands Pickett yesterday?
I was curious to see how he'd do, and there were a couple of, you know, times where he fell backwards, lost his balance, got up, but he made some plays. I mean, that's a tough place to play in Seattle, and you got to score more than they did.
It was impressive either way for a guy to be out of the game for that long. And to be a grandfather already.
Yeah. Most people don't, your grandkids say, hey, grandpa's taking us to the game today, not thinking he'd be the starting quarterback of a team.
Yeah. But they sold out the road section of Fans Limits just by Phil Rivers' kids.
Yeah, so they could put together a whole entire offense with just Philip Rivers' kids.
All right. For one night only, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, that's this Wednesday. We'll be flipping the turntables and turning Mike's Beer Bar into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot on the North Shore. On-air hosts and local celebrities take the mic for celebrity karaoke. No admission cost, but bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. Details at 93.7thefan.com. Really hope to see you out at Mike's. Cloudy today with a high of 20. Caleb Johnson feels like zero. Low of 9. Chris Boswell. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Lager, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. And the 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Bob, are you going to make it to any portion of Christmas karaoke?
No.
That's selfish.
I got to work.
What?
I got to work.
Man.
You can't even stop in for one song,
Bob? I have to do my job. No.
One song.
No. I can't. Sorry.
We'll have the guy that lit.
You know what,
Joe?
You're very good at this. You bring your guitar. You get into one of those kind of Wayne Van Dyne moods where you just start strumming and making music out of nowhere. Remember Wayne Van Dyne?
Wayne Van Dyne?
Yeah. You don't know who he is, but he used to be a really good consumer reporter at our station.
And he sang too?
Oh, he did all kinds of country music on his guitar. He would bring it in the newsroom just when everybody's feeling down a little bit and get everybody to sing along. Yeah, he was great. He started the Turkey Fund.
I'm depressed that you're not going to be there, Bob.
Oh, come on.
I am. Even for
There's
a song?
There's going to be lots of people there. You'll have a great time. What song will you choose?
Mulsey the Snowman.
No. It's got to be. That's for this show.
Now, the Fans Christmas Chorus brings you Mulsey the Snowman.
Oh, Mulsey the Snowman was a jolly happy soul.
Maybe you could come in just for your solo, Bob.
With a giant old head and a
It's coming up. So is Brooke Pryor of ESPN. We'll talk to her about everything happening with the Steelers.
Maybe she could sing along and join the
Good. Here's Bob Solo. This is what won Bob an Emmy and a Marconi and an Academy Award.
There must have magic in that oversized hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, Malzy danced around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.